It's Love Merlistum time, and Tyler's got an issue with his wife, and he needs help. Tell us what's going on, buddy. What's up?
Yeah, well, first off, I just want to say I love my wife, but she just makes too many decisions on her own.
Well, what kind of decisions are we talking?
Okay, I think any major family decision needs to be mutually agreed upon, but not Katie, my wife. She'll do whatever she wants, even if I say no.
Well, do you rule with an iron fist at home? Is that how you roll?
Well, I mean, I again, think it's supposed to be mutual, so I try to make it a partnership.
I get that.
Yeah, I'm sitting at the table ready to discuss it, and she's like, oh, we've made the decision.
So what kind of decisions are we talking about? What does she do behind your back?
This happened pretty recently. I come home, and the carpet's being ripped up because she didn't like it anymore.
Oh.
She has made literally so many changes to our bathroom that we eventually just had to gut the whole thing because it was like a culmination of like the weirdest things. So we just had to gut the whole thing.
But she sounds very handy.
No. And that's the thing. She also hires these handymen that are not the most skilled because she also likes to, you know, save money too, which is just great. So like we have like just shoddy work as well. She's booked vacations that I specifically said, you know, like I don't want to go on, plus money's tight again. Ooh. So, but we end up booking these trips that are of course not refundable. So what am I going to do? Not go on the trip?
Yeah.
Anyways, she traded our car in without my opinion at all and paid way too much for it. This is my life, essentially what I'm saying, guys. I'm stopped.
Now, does it work the other way? Like, if you bring up something to her and she says no, do you do it anyway?
No. Well, you know, when I mention that I want something, and she has literally no problem telling me no.
So what's the crux of the matter right now? What big one are you dealing with?
Right now, she did this with our dog.
That's a bad one because it doesn't go away, and now mm-hmm. you're affecting lifestyle, and there's so much involved with that.
I am not a dog person either. I hate having to take care of them, especially I hate, you know, cleaning up after dogs. You know, after 3 years, we still have the same dog.
Oh.
And, you know, now our son, he's getting older and spending less and less time at home. My wife loves the dog. She informed me that she's now thinking about getting a second dog.
No!
She's lonely, and I said, absolutely not. You're not even taking care of this one. You know, but she's like, oh, I love when I come home and I get to cuddle up. Like, she loves all the perks of the dog.
Tell me she did not get another dog.
Yeah, she got another dog.
Of course she did.
Oh, and it's worse, too, by the way. It's not even just a dog. It is a puppy.
Oh.
Oh, they're so cute, though.
So cute.
Yeah, don't you get started. Oh, my gosh. I know exactly where she got it from, too, and I'm so tempted to just bring it back.
Oh, bring the puppy
back. I mean, I would gladly pay them to keep it.
So that's really what you want a lover list today? You're like, do I love this puppy or list it and return the dog?
I've just had enough, okay? And I think I'm very well within my rights to return this dog and, quite frankly, Jake, our 3-year-old dog.
No.
I'm over dog.
No, okay? You can't do that.
Yes, you can. People want dogs. I don't.
You know, I think part of this might be your wife feeling a little lonely and not needed as much by your son anymore. Hmm?
Well, she can't have me because I'm too busy taking care of this damn dog.
Okay, so this has gone from do I love our animals or list them all together? You know, there is something about putting your foot down and sending a strong message that, hey, you know what? I've let you get away with all this stuff for this long. Enough's enough. I'm not going to be pushed over with the dog. Would this be the right time to exercise your power? I don't know. Let's let listeners call in. Would you love the dogs and then wait for a better opportunity, or would you just list? Here's some of the text reaction on Love Merlistum. You know, Tyler's wife does everything behind his back, makes all the big decisions, including whether or not they're going to get dogs. She's got one. She wants a second one. It's a puppy. He wants to bring it back. Someone says puppies are so much work. So if you're not committed to it, return it now before he gets older and is attached to it.
Aww.
As for the 3-year-old dog, that would be so cruel to take him away from his only family he's ever known. P.S. Your wife sounds like a nutcase. My apologies.
But don't make the puppy suffer.
Not acceptable. List the damn dogs.
Whoa.
Basic Instinct, the puppy. JK, just return it. Oh my God, that got dark.
Oh my God, ignore that.
Let's see here. Here's another one. Love the Dogs, List the Guy. Oh, they want to list Tyler?
That's weird. A lot of people have turned on Tyler.
Dogs are family. Do not return the dogs. You do need to talk to your wife, though. This is not a partnership, so got to do something about that. Curious what people are going to say. Let's go to Jessica first. Hi, you can relate to this, huh?
I can on both sides.
Okay, so what are you supporting?
To get rid of the puppy.
Why?
Really?
My son graduated from high school 6 years ago, and I felt this emptiness, and I got a puppy. We already had a six-year-old dog, and I love this puppy, or he's six now, but he has cost us so much money medically. We would have been better off not getting him.
Okay, so you support getting rid of the puppy, but what about the dog they already have? Get rid of that too?
Oh, no. Jake needs to stay.
Okay.
He's three, unless he's a naughty dog.
He didn't say that.
No, little Jake. Okay, thank you. So it's a list the dog. Kim, what do you say?
I say list the wife.
Get a divorce?
You know what? She is out of control. She completely disrespects everything he says.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't respect his financial future. It's just going to be, it's not going to stop. I do not see her ever having control or respect for her husband.
It doesn't sound like much of a partnership.
Yeah, it's terrible. She is so disrespectful. And she's very manipulative as well. So I think she either needs to do a lot of work on herself, or he needs to find someone who will respect him. Send the puppy back and find a better home for the... She'll get rid of the dogs, too, eventually. I mean, she's going to tire of anything.
Someone said her behavior is that of a manic person.
Yeah, but it sounds like years of mania. Mm-hmm. Sounds like she's just out of control and has some behavioral issues, and that needs to come first, and the puppy won't help her.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Kim. Wow. Appreciate it. Monica.
Hi.
What are your thoughts on this?
Okay. Well, instead of everyone being obsessed with the dog issue, maybe we should look at the whole situation as far as, after all these years, why is this man so obsessed with the woman having all this control, and she's done everything and had all the control, and there has to be a reason why. Maybe in the beginning of the relationship, he wasn't an authoritative person, so she was left to be running solo. And now he's upset because the son's leaving or growing up and getting ready to leave permanently, spending more time away from home. And now he wants control of his home and his wife. But you can't get that after all these years you left the wife running solo. And now you want to use something that the wife loves and get even to her and take it out on a dog. He needs to look at himself and the whole relationship and wonder why he's allowed his wife to be that way all these years.
Wow. That was very well said. You were very smart.
Okay, Monica. So at this point, would you say love the dogs or list?
List. No, love the dogs.
Love the dogs. Okay. List the relationship, maybe?
Yes, because that's what you need to look at.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Let's get Neil's perspective on this. You think she's just out of control, huh?
Oh, she's been out of control. I've been married 20 years, and even ripping up that carpet, I mean, my wife wouldn't do anything like that without consulting me. I mean, that's changing the house.
Yeah.
You know, and then booking a trip. My wife's been trying to get me to go on a trip, finally got me to go on one in the last 5 years. I agreed to go. I mean, not that I'm Mr. Boss, but I mean, we talk about stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and going to get in a car, my gosh. Sounds like she's bipolar. Sounds like she fell and hit her head. And, no, I'm just kidding. But
We're not going to say anything. Okay.
No, and I think you need Dez to go over to the house. You remember that one day she slaps Crisco? She should go over and slap that one.
You know, it did feel pretty good. I mean, I could do it again.
I'm kidding. You guys are supposed to laugh. But, no, I think I would actually, I hate to say it, but I would probably bring that puppy back.
Hmm.
And I would start, I would be very hard, but I mean, not the other dog, the puppy. I would think about that.
Okay.
But first of all, I would think about getting that wife some counseling. I'm serious.
Yeah, she needs some definite help. I'm curious, where did your wife want to take you on vacation, though, that you finally agreed to go?
We're going out to Virginia and D.C. area, Smithsonian and stuff, just for a 5-day trip. But we got, because we got frequent flyer miles, so I'm kind of a tight wad.
You know what? I was picking that up.
You can tell, Neil. Thanks, buddy.
Well, got a kid in college and one just graduated, so I have to be.
Oh, of course.
Smart man.
Yeah, we get it. Thanks, Neil. Appreciate the phone call. Here's some of the other texts we're getting. Do not return dogs. It's not their fault.
Oh. Yeah. Know, I really get the feeling that she just found her perfect way to get exactly what she wanted every time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just to ignore what he said and just go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
And once you start like a project, you have to finish it.
Yeah.
If you book a trip that's non-refundable, you have to go. It was just, it feels like it's just her way of getting her way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And being a dictator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We will go on this trip.
Let's see. Someone said, I need that last caller's number. She gives great advice.
She did. I was like, I felt like I got mommed and I'm not even in it.
Okay, so a lot of people are supporting bringing the puppy back, but you got to keep Jake. He cannot get rid of the 3-year-old dog.
No, it's part of your family and yeah. It has been for 3 years.
Yeah, the puppy though, how do you get rid of a puppy?
I don't know. I mean,
that's usually the hard part. Once you get the puppy and then, you know, once they're not cute anymore, then it's like, huh?
You take them or leave them.
I know, right? But having a sweet little puppy, oh man, how do you get rid of that? Well, good luck, Tyler. Thanks for the phone call.